Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's Cash 'em.
That is so good. That's exactly right.
Or Trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash 'em or Trash 'em. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Joe, what you got?
Drake May will be the best quarterback in his class by quite a bit.
Okay. Who else is in his class? Remind me.
Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
What year was this? 2023?
Yep.
Or 24?
24. Jaden Daniels, years. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Spencer Rattler.
This just reminds me. I lost a $100 bet with my friend because I thought Drake May would be drafted higher than Jaden Daniels.
We lost it by a spot.
Yeah. That's the Jaden Daniels. I had a Drake May who gets drafted higher, and I lost. I have another bet with him, too. I have A&M to win it. Oh, no, never mind. I didn't say I'm not. Will he be better than Caleb? Will he be better than Jaden Daniels? Yep. That's the question that I have. Penix, man. McCarthy, man. They're faking injuries for McCarthy. Bo Nix, man.
I think it's a clear 3-3 at this point. Maybe McCarthy can make it a 4-2 side, but I think Bo Nix and Penix are...
I would take Nix and Penix over McCarthy.
Yeah, I think they're in one group.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think Caleb, Drake, and Daniels are in the other group.
I'm with you on that. I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
I think one of Daniels or Caleb would be better than Drake. But I think they're all going to be good.
I think they're two.
Like, I think they're all good.
I'm just very, very impressed with what we're seeing with Drake May and this new system.
Oh, he's a stud. Run.
He's very, very talented.
Do you know how many times Josh McDaniels has been the OC? Like a new tenure as the OC. I looked this up
Patriots?
The other day. Yeah.
Four?
Three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of weird.
Because
like, three different tenures he's been the OC with New England.
Yeah, because he left. Because he went back after he lost, the Raiders job, mm-hmm. I would think. And then he left to do the Broncos.
Well, it was, yeah.
Oh, no, the Broncos first.
OC, Broncos. OC, Raiders.
Uh-huh.
OC.
Yeah.
All New England. It's nuts.
Was he the OC at the end? No, he wasn't the OC at the end with Belichick. He came back with Vrabel. Because I thought for a chance maybe he got fired with the last crew, but he wasn't there for that.
He's had other like OC jobs too. Like he was the OC with the Rams after he got fired by Denver and then went back to the Patriots.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was the only one actually.
Was it Jeff Fisher? With Jeff Fisher?
It might be 2011.
That has to be Jeff Fisher.
It probably was. They probably went 8-8. Because that's what Jeff Fisher does. Cutting the cord and watching the games at the bar is a bad financial move. This could be great for social. Ryan, this might be a great way to meet somebody. But cutting the cord and watching the games at the bar is a bad financial move. You're paying about, $100? It depends on what your subscriber. But maybe you pay somewhere between $100 and $125 a month to watch your sports.
Okay, so
if you go to the bar to watch all your games, you're going to spend far more money than that.
Now, this is an easy cash.
Easy cash.
I pay $35 a month for a Sunday ticket to watch the Bears.
Okay.
That's three beers.
Yeah.
If I'm at a bar watching a Bears game, I'm drinking at least four. And then I'm eating. So, and then I'm tipping.
Yeah.
You're
losing money.
Do people do this?
Yeah, they do this.
That's insane.
I was watching the Packers game with a guy at the bar the other day. And yeah, like a lot of people do this. A lot of people cut the cord and they'll watch big sporting events at the bar.
I guess if you only watch the big sporting events.
But I mean, how many sporting events a month before you're coming out a loser?
Well, like, that's why, like, I think you'd only watch like one game. But even if it's one game a week, like the Bears, like it's not. You have to only watch like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like game six of the NBA Finals.
Or like you're going to the bar once a month.
Yeah.
And you're just, maybe twice and you're frugal.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a very bad idea financially. Yeah. Did you try to convince this gentleman?
No, we didn't really talk about it. Okay. I just tell him. I don't talk to people. I try to talk to people as little as possible, Joe.
I've noticed.
Yeah, I'm not a big talker. If you go undefeated in college football, you should get an automatic spot in the playoff.
Cash?
Okay, so
wait.
Too late.
Time out.
Too late.
Time out.
You lost your chance.
Time out. outside the Power Four, no.
That's messed up, man.
Sorry, you don't belong.
So you have group of five disdain.
You get one spot for the group of five.
See, I don't think
you're ridiculous for saying that.
You're ridiculous. Yeah, you're utterly ridiculous.
So you're like, because now there's 11 teams right now who are undefeated in college football.
Yeah.
Navy, Memphis, Miami, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Texas Tech, Indiana, BYU, UNLV, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Navy and Memphis are in the same conference. But if Memphis and UNLV run the table and they're both undefeated, one of those teams should not make the playoff?
You just got to get ranked.
Nah. You're going to have a three-loss Power 4 team getting the last at large. Who knows? Maybe UNLV is the greatest college football team ever assembled.
They have plenty of time.
Right, but if you have two, if Navy Memphis go undefeated and UNLV go undefeated, based on your trash, one of those teams shouldn't make the playoff.
Join a bigger conference.
They would love to, Joe.
I don't know.
They would be thrilled to join a bigger conference.
These are the rules we play by.
I think Cincinnati made it as a in the four-team playoff. Cincinnati made it as a automatic or an at-large bid,
and they were good for a couple years. They earned it. They earned a reputation as a program with Luke Fickle.
If you go undefeated, you should be in the playoff, Joe. It's a 12-team playoff. 12 teams. You're going to give me a three-loss Big Ten school over an undefeated UNLV and or Memphis Navy?
You got to play someone.
They try. UNLV's got Dan Mullen, baby.
Their best win this year.
Memphis does have a good win, if memory serves. They beat somebody at home.
I mean, like,
they beat the best team in the SEC, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Okay.
Like, UNLV,
I'm trying to make a case for Memphis here, Ryan.
UNLV, like, congrats. You beat the trash version of the UCLA Bruins. That's all they got.
UCLA's on fire. What if UCLA gets four Big Ten wins and UNLV hammered them?
It doesn't count.
By seven.
It doesn't count.
Because, nah, man, that's of the messed coaching up. Change. That's messed up.
I'm sorry. You got to. No.
What if the team you're leaving out would have ran the table?
They're not going to.
We'll never know. We'll never know because they never had an opportunity, Joe.
I am
never had a chance.
Okay.
You are not an equal opportunist.
I am open to this discussion. Once a non-Power 4 team wins a playoff game, once it happens for the first time, then you can open my eyes a little bit. So if Memphis or UNLV gets in this year as the 12 seed and they beat the 5 seed, then you can open me to it a little bit. But I can't do it.
This is sad.
I'm sorry.
You're just a hater.
Let me ask you a question then. I'm going to throw this back at you.
Okay.
What if Washington State next year in a two-team conference?
They almost beat Ole Miss.
What if they run the table in a two-team conference?
They won't be in a two-team conference.
I know, next year, Boise State, and I think others are joining.
Yeah, they're going to have a real pack next year. I think UNLV actually might be in it.
I think they are, too.
It won't be a Power 4.
No. But like, what if one of those teams would have gone undefeated this year? They deserve a guaranteed spot?
Yeah, absolutely. If you win every single one of your games in college football, you deserve a chance to prove if you're the best team in the country.
Can we compromise?
What is the compromise?
Can they play each other to be the 12th seed?
Oh, like a play-in?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Like a
not a bad idea. Like,
a
hey,
tournament before the tournament?
Or just like if you have two undefeated group of fives, they have to battle to the death to get into the real playoff. That's not a bad idea.
But then there'll be three as soon as they put that rule into place.
I know.
And one team will get left out of the two-team playoff. Like that I'd be fine with.
That's not a terrible idea.
I would be open to that idea.
More football is always good.
Even if they expand to 16 and they go, okay, if you're undefeated, you get to play for a chance against other non-Power 4 teams to make the 16-team playoff. All right.
I feel like if you run the table, you deserve an opportunity to prove you're the best team in the country.
Yeah, sorry, there's such a talent gap between the best of the best.
It's what you think.
There is.
Name me one player on Memphis.
I can't.
There you go. How do you know there's talent gap?
Because
it could be the greatest roster ever assembled. You wouldn't know it.
You're right. You're right.
That's what's funny about the AP voters. Like, okay, I have this team ranked 21 preseason. Name me five players on their team.
Yeah,
can't do it.
Like the AP is
won't
stupid.
Do it.
I think UNLV is ranked. I think they'd be like 29th right now because of where they're at with how many votes they've gotten.
Oh, in the AP?
Yeah. So like they're just outside the top 25. See, 26, 27. Yeah, they're 29th right now. They have 30 votes. to be in the top 25 right now. But Nebraska is 149. It's the 25th team. So they're quite a bit away.
It's a little gap there.
To make the playoff.
Yeah, but the AP's got a bias. They got a bias against the group of five.
Well, they also just don't know what they're doing.
That's true. Don Staley, her cash or trash. She said this today. Don Staley says that she does not think a woman will ever be an NBA head coach in her lifetime.
Cash.
Yeah, I'm cashing it. I think she's right.
I felt like Becky Hammond was the opportunity.
Yeah, she's the coach of the Aces.
Yeah.
Could she guide a WNBA team and the NBA team to two wins with her great coaching prowess?
Because if it was going to happen, it should have just happened. Because people thought she was being developed to replace Pop, who's now no longer the head coach of the Spurs and is still involved in the Spurs organization, and they didn't do that.
I think it'd be really hard for a team full of idiot 20 to 29-year-olds.
They don't listen to the male coaches.
Yeah.
Like, they don't listen to Tom Thibodeau.
I don't think it's going to happen either. I think Don Staley's right. I agree with Don Staley here.
I don't think it ever happens.
A key from L.A., Puka will be the highest paid receiver at some point. Cash or trash?
Cash. Easy cash.
Probably. Junkie on the text line. Cash or trash? Tater tots are far superior to French fries.
Far superior? Trash.
Yeah, I'm
trash.
Trashing it too.
I'm a fries over tots guy.
I like both. I like a good potato.
Tots can get soggy.
I'm a meat and potato kind of guy. So can fries.
Yeah, I feel like they're more often like the... You're more likely to get a soggy tater tot than a soggy French fries.
I disagree. I disagree. You put French fries like in a to-go box and dry for 10 minutes. Like, that thing is a steamy pile of swamp.
Tater tots travel better.
Yeah.
For sure. But I'm thinking like in person.
I think it depends on the place. Like, if I'm going to Sonic, I'd rather have their tater tots than their fries. But I'll take McDonald's fries over Sonic's tater tots.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going strictly like what I can buy at a grocery store, like frozen potatoes... Tater tots are better than the French fries.
I agree.
So there's a lot of, I guess, there's a lot of options here, and it kind of depends on the setting and scenario.
Yeah, I mean, at home, tater tots are better, for sure. On, delivery or takeout, probably tater tots. But in person, or if you're going to make your own French fries.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get into the, I think I'm going to start making French fries at home.
We do that.
How do they turn out?
Pretty good.
Like with a real potato?
Yeah.
So you have the real potato. What do you do? What's your method here?
I watch my wife cut them up, or skin them, cut them up, and put them in oil and make. She makes good French fries.
Does she deep fry them?
No.
What does she put them in, the oven or in the Ninja?
I guess in the Ninja.
See, I think it's what I'm going to do.
We usually go air fryer.
So she skins them first?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to skin them, though. I think I might just leave them.
Joseph won't eat the skin.
Gotcha.
So, acquiesce to a 4-year-old.
I think I'm just going to fry them up.
Yeah.
Fillet them. I think I'm going to do the Ninja air fryer. That way you don't go with the deep fry. I think it's a better alternative.
Yeah, I like the air fryer. Air fryer is great.
Much healthier.
Air fryers changed my life.
Yeah.
The things that like cooking dino nuggets in the air fryer versus in the oven, way better experience in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Way quicker.
Cash or trash, really big people shouldn't drive really small cars for safety reasons.
Cash.
It's a good idea. This junkie, cash or trash, a bicycle kick in soccer is more difficult than a one-hand catch in football. You've sent us that 100 times, and we already answered it in our mailbag last Wednesday.
Cash.
We said that the bicycle kick is harder. Thank you for listening. All right, 713-780-3776. What are the NFL overreactions you have? 6 weeks of the NFL season. What are the biggest overreactions that you have after the conclusion of said weeks? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. We're back with Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5
inside of the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Corey with a late cash or trash. Texas Tech gets in the college football playoff and wins at least one game.
I'm going to cash it.
I'm going to go with the Big 12 champion wins at least one game.
So what, BYU right now? Is that the top as well?
Those are the BYU and Tech are undefeated. Arizona took BYU to double overtime. Saturday.
It was a good game.
Really good game.
I can't take BYU seriously, so if BYU makes the top 12, I won't pick them.
Why?
The quarterback wears 47, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I can't do it. I can't take you seriously. Get a quarterback number, man. You look like a fullback out there.
What's the story on that? We haven't played him, so I don't know.
I don't know. I'm like, I can't. I just can't take it seriously.
I remember, like, in the old high school days, whenever they would wear, like I think in Friday Night Lights, a quarterback wore, like, 22 or something like that. You remember that?
I think in the movie, right?
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the actual Mojo, the actual, like, Odessa Permian. Like, I think he wore 22 in the movie, which is, like, back in the day, you would see it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is very weird. Like, that's a quarterback.
Yeah, so this, it says Bear Bachmeier.
Good player.
Wears number 47 as a quarterback at BYU because he used to play running back and middle linebacker during his youth.
That's not a good enough reason.
Like, that's not a good reason. You gotta wear a quarterback number. So if BYU's in the playoff, no, I don't think the Big 12 champion wins the playoff game.
What's the only reason where you would have been like, yeah, it's acceptable?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah, I think to honor someone who's no longer with us.
Okay.
That's the only one that I'm willing to give it to. Like, if you're wearing a fullback linebacker number because you're honoring somebody who's no longer with us, okay, I can tip my cap to that, paying homage to them. Yeah. I can tip. But because you played running back and linebacker?
You can't.
That's not a good enough reason.
No, you got to wear a real number.
Yeah.
I think Tech makes the playoff, and I think they win a game. I mean, if we took the AP poll for what it's worth today, they would match up with LSU in the first round. If we took the exact rankings.
In Lubbock, too. Like, yeah, how lit would that be? LSU at Tech, first round. Lubbock would be out of its mind.
Road trip?
It'd be fun.
That might be like.
Maybe we'll. They would be out of their mind.
Yeah. Like,
if that's a night game, look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
I think we'll be at LaBerge that weekend. But
man.
Yeah. It would be. I think Tech's going to win a playoff game this year.
They're good, man.
They look to me like they're better than the crop of teams that are likely to finish 8 through 12 or 9 through 12 right now, I think they're better than most of them.
Yeah, I think that they're underranked, actually. Is the SEC bias real? Coming up a little bit later on the show. Also, we're going to be out a couple of times this week. Thursday, we're going to be at Saltgrass, at Gulf Freeway location. So make sure you swing on by, hang out with us on Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to be at Old Humble, baby. Old Humble Distillery. Out in my neck of the woods. You might see my face on the water tower.
You might see your coach.
Good chance. there's a good chance of that. If he hadn't been kicked out. If he hasn't been banned from the establishment, that is possible. But yeah, great time going to be had this weekend. So Sawgrass on Thursday, Old Humble on Friday. It's going to be a great time. All right, big overreactions after 6 weeks of the NFL season. Couple of junkies. Overreaction, Daniel Jones' inability to play football. That's a good call. He's going to get MVP votes, Daniel Jones. And people wrote him off. People thought he was done. Career backup. Nope. All of a sudden, he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
I have to buy into it now. He's making the throws when it matters. He's playing good football. He is currently on this website. He is still not even in the top six, which is crazy to me. He's plus 4,500 right now to win MVP.
That feels like good odds, man.
Yeah. It's Mahomes, Allen, Baker, Stafford, Goff, May, Herbert, Love, Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, then Daniel Jones.
I saw a ridiculous headline about him today. I should have wrote it down. Should have been a little bit. Bad headlines. But it said something like, it was like, as vanilla as Jones is, he's playing at a high level. Like, something stupid like that. Like, I think it was a pun on Vanilla Vic.
Okay.
I think, because that used to be one of his nicknames, Vanilla Vic. But yeah, they were calling him Vanilla, which, I mean, other than being white, he's not vanilla. Like, he's a dual threat quarterback. He's got a big arm, runs all over the place. There's nothing vanilla about him.
Yeah, he seems kind of like a boring person, but that's about it.
Why do you think he's boring?
I don't know. I hear him talking.
Is he the one? He's dating Kay Adams, right?
Is he really?
I'm pretty sure he is.
No, I think she disproved. I think she said that's not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll believe anything.
There was just a clip of her stuttering around him.
Oh. She's very thirsty on some of these interviews, though.
Especially for Kevin Durant.
Really? I didn't watch that one.
Yeah.
She had Casario on. I was like, yeah, Mrs. Casario might not be too happy with the phrasing of some of these questions. Your tone right now might be taken a wrong way, Mrs. Kay Adams. She's pretty thirsty on these interviews, I've noticed. And okay, it makes a little bit more sense that she's not dating Daniel Jones because she's single and being thirsty on these interviews. Another junkie overreaction, every single Raven. Come on. Lamar's not overrated. Derrick Henry's not overrated.
No. Nope.
The Ravens are about to run wild in the NFL and win the AFC North. Cash or trash?
Trash.
What was that?
Wrong button.
Ryan's trash. Fat fingering things over there. This overreaction. The Texans will finish 10-7 once again.
I'm going to trash it still. I don't think it's an overreaction. I mean, I think it's an overreaction.
See, these 49er injuries have flipped that game for me. So I think it's in play. I do think it's in play. I mean, I still have them at nine.
Yeah.
I still have them at nine, but that 49er game has flipped for me.
I mean, even like the next four games that they play, they can beat Jacksonville. They can beat Denver, I think, based on what we saw from Bo Nix. He's not consistent enough. And I think this defense can help you win all four of these games that you got coming up. The hardest one's going to be Seattle. So I guess it's not an overreaction because I have them at nine. So it's only one more game than right. I have it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, if they win the Seattle game, I think I do get them to double digits because it's going to be a tough game. Seattle's a good football team. They're top 10 in both points scored, points allowed. Like, that's going to be a tough game, and you're traveling to a very far location. Overreaction or true? The Jets need to bench Justin Fields.
What's your goal? Is it to win games?
See, I hate the, oh, you need to bench your quarterback because you're 0-6. Is he better than Tyrod Taylor? Because if the answer is yes, then he should continue to play.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL in terms of having a future with him, right? Justin Fields is the same quarterback he was from his first start in the NFL. He hasn't changed.
He took that sack on fourth down the other day. I lost my mind. I hate that. Just throw up a prayer, man. Just heave it up.
His first game in the NFL, he got sacked 8 times by the Browns. He had 1 net passing yard. This last weekend, he had negative 10 net passing yards.
Yeah. This is more of a general thought. I just hate the, oh, your team's doing bad, so bench your starter. It's a lot of times it's more than that.
Yeah.
Now, if you think that you can improve by going to the other guy, okay, take a look. But I feel like that card is often overplayed. I think that's why Aaron Glenn, like, Tyrod Taylor's not better than Justin Fields. Like, that's a stupid question. Like, we suck as a team. Fields isn't good, but we think he's better than Tyrod Taylor.
How do y'all feel about this?
I feel great.
Trade deadline's coming up. They trade Breece Hall for Davis Mills and a couple of late round picks.
No, they're not doing that. They have no interest in Davis Mills.
I think I would need Tyrod with the deal.
They don't want Davis Mills.
Yeah. They need a real future quarterback.
They would do it for picks. I mean, they want to rebuild. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be interested in Davis Mills. I wonder if there's anybody in the draft, though, that they would draft with their high first-round pick. Like Aaron Glenn, defensive mind, should he still be there? Or do they go with one of these – like, do they go Mendoza? You know what I mean?
Like Mendoza – well, so it's probably Mendoza, Dante Moore.
I mean, Sellers could still be in the mix,
is in the mix.
Like, he's not playing like a number one draft pick, but if he goes out and has this unbelievable combine, okay, he's back in the mix. Because Anthony Richardson didn't have a phenomenal final year in college, but then he went to the combine and was a combine warrior, and then all of a sudden he's in the mix for a top five pick.
Yeah, I mean, Sellers makes throws every week that are jaw-dropping.
I think Sellers has more upside than either Dante Moore or Mendoza. Now, is he at their level right now? He's not. He's more raw. He's more of a project.
Yeah, if I was the Jets, I'd probably pass on taking a quarterback right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think they got too many holes to fill. That roster is awful. And I think they're having a couple star players that might demand trades this offseason.
That'd probably be better for them, though, to like tear it down to the studs, just get a bunch of draft picks, and then totally rebuild. Like, trade Garrett Wilson for whatever you can get. Trade Breece Hall for whatever. Trade Sauce Gardner. Like, Gardner's getting a little older.
Yeah.
You know, trade them all.
I mean, Breece Hall, if you're going to trade him, you got to trade him right now.
Yeah, he needs to be a deadline trade.
Well, he's a free agent.
I mean, okay.
So, like, you got to make the move right now.
It's a good thought. They just wouldn't have interest in Davis Mills. Yeah. Like, they would trade Breece Hall to as good of a draft pick that they could get, which, I mean, I'd be cool with Breece Hall. Now, you know, draft pick for rental, you know, that's kind of controversial, I guess, or questionable. The Cowboys need to trade for defensive help this week. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction, but it's also not going to help them.
See, I think it's an overreaction if all of a sudden they trade a bunch of future draft picks for defensive players because they're not a playoff team.
Yeah.
Even if they're a playoff team, they're not a deep playoff run team.
And, like, who are you acquiring right now that helps you in the long term? Like, unless you acquire Sauce Gardner, potentially. Yeah. Like what move are you making?
The Jags 4-1 start was a mirage.
I think I'm there. Not because of Liam Cohen, not because of the defense. I just don't think that this is sustainable with Trevor Lawrence.
Same.
So I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
I don't either. I believe in Liam Cohen. I think Liam Cohen's a ball coach. I'm with you on Lawrence. If the Buccaneers get healthy, they're the best team in the NFL.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it
either. NFC, maybe.
Maybe NFC.
Because like I said, I think they're going to make a run this year.
Chiefs, Buccaneers.
Chiefs.
Bills, Buccaneers.
In the moment, I want to say Buccaneers, but it's probably Bills.
Buccaneers, Falcons.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, Eagles, neutral field.
I think we have to take the last result, which puts Eagles.
Yeah.
Even though the Eagles are playing much worse the last 2 weeks. Or I guess part of that where they had zero completions in the second half was against the Buccaneers.
Look, I mean, but Buccaneers kind of struggled. I know that they won by double digits or two possessions at least over San Fran. But that was a game. Like, that was anybody's game. San Fran didn't have their starting quarterback, didn't have their top two receivers. Their best defensive player that played in that game was hurt. Their other best defensive player is out for the year. No George Kittle. I feel like the Buccaneers are going to put together this unbelievable regular season where they go like 13-4, 14-3.
And then just have a dud.
And then they lose like in the divisional round. Like, Baker's the MVP. They had the best record in the regular season. And they lose to like
Seattle.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
In the divisional round. You know?
Because as of like today, they would match up with who in the playoffs? They would match up with.
Well, they're the one, right?
Yeah. Oh, so they have the bye.
So they would play the lowest seed that advanced.
Yeah.
I like how the NFL does that, though. I like the reseed.
It's the right way to do it. I wish college football would do it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I think that was a missed opportunity when they got rid of the automatic byes for conference winners. I think we should have gone with the reseeding, too.
I like that. Jets play caller sucks. That's true. Overreaction. The Steelers will never have a losing record in my lifetime. Yeah, it's an overreaction.
In your lifetime?
I hope that you live a long, you know, prosperous life.
But who's their quarterback going to be next year?
Rodgers is going to play again.
You think so?
Why not?
It seems like he's pretty adamant this is a one-year thing.
What if if they make the playoffs, win the division, he's healthy, feels good, he likes Pittsburgh, he's buying into the Steel City, why not?
They're not going to tolerate the Brett Favre-ness of Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Rodgers has been lovable in Pittsburgh.
No, I'm just meaning like he's going to have to commit right away.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like what Favre was doing in Green Bay and then what he did with the Jets and with the Vikings. That's not going to work for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. I think a lot of that was overblown. Like, the Steelers were operating all offseason like they had Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they just didn't have him under contract. Yeah,
I think it was a little handshake agreement.
I think he was just,
Look, Rodgers wanted to play for the Jets. Yeah. So I think everybody knew that Rodgers was going to be a Steeler.
Yeah.
I think everybody knew. All right, 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe. Let's hand out some game balls. Game balls. Who gets a game ball for their Week 6 performance? For you. 713-780-3776. Ryan, just let it be known. HRMP, Branham. HRMP. I was asking things about Ryan a little bit earlier. I was trying to get him out there, get him fishing in the pond a little bit. But a moment on HRMP, Human Resources and Payroll. It's Cougar owned by my colleague, Go Cougs. Chris Fisher's over there. He's an Aggie. They have great people over there at HRMP. It's why their customer service is elite, because they have great people over there. They have a great team. They have a great culture. But everybody you talk to as well is going to know you. They're going to know your business. That's what makes them fantastic. Business owners, let HRMP help you. They can help you with HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding. Maybe you don't like to do one of those things. Maybe you don't like to do two of those things, or just taking up too much of your time. You need to spend your time elsewhere. Allow HRMP to help. No boxes with HRMP. You're not reading off a menu. HRMP is going to sit down with you, completely customize a plan for where you need help and where your business needs help. If you have a little problem, you have a lot of problems, you have an issue, you have big issues, you just want to take a little bit off your plate, HRMP is going to find a way to help you. Technology meets service with HRMP too. They have the best technology in the industry, best in the game. You're going to trust that. You're going to love it. But that service is where you're really going to fall in love. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll always talk to someone who knows you. They know your business needs. Plus, they stay up to date with all the current trends in the business world, the business sector. You're going to want them on your side because they're always going to be helping you out. So give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525. Or visit them online, hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Who are you giving game balls to? 713-780-3776. Who gets game balls for their Week 6 performance in the NFL.
What'd you do Sunday morning? Did you wake
what did
up?
I do Sunday morning?
Did you get up and watch the game?
I woke up around 9.
Okay, so you watched.
I slept in a little bit because I had the luxury of sleeping in.
Yeah.
Late Saturday night.
Yeah. We know you.
Yeah, I watched the majority of that game.
All right, then you get a game ball. And I get a game ball.
No way.
And Ryan, you get a game ball.
No way you just did this.
Everyone gets a game ball.
No way you just did this.
Did you write this down?
I said, fans who watch Bronco Jets, you're the true
MVP.
I didn't know it, but it was in my notes.
Okay.
It wasn't in the community notes.
All right, good.
No, you would have had no way of knowing that I did this unless you hacked into my show prep.
We all get a game ball for watching that trash bag of a game on Sunday morning.
That's so funny. I had the same idea. I echo everything that you said. I gave the fans that watched all that game the game ball, the true MVP for watching that one. Bijan Robinson gets my first game ball. 238, a teed. Drake London, though, gets an honorable mention, man. 10 for 158. He also had a teed.
Yeah, I think they both get one, honestly, for this one.
I like to be...
You're stingy?
Is judicious the right word?
I was going to say stingy.
I think judicious is whenever you give out too many things. Or is it the opposite? I'm on the fence. Is it the opposite? So judicious means you're kind of stingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm judicious with my game balls then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm judicious. I don't like to give out many game balls. Like, they're special. Like, I don't like it whenever D'Amico's given, like, four players a game ball. Here you go, Cal. Throw up the H, your thumb ring, you get one. I like to give a game ball for a game. But maybe if I go Bijan, you go Drake.
I'll go Drake. Drake London definitely deserves one.
The Drake.
Though he would have probably got your game ball if he stayed in bounds.
I mean, he would have went for 10, 159 and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That extra yard and the extra touchdown.
It's mostly the extra teed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right, next one for you.
Let's go Jonathan Taylor here again. 21 carries, 123 yards, 5.9 yards per carry and a touchdown. I mean, it wasn't a great game for the Colts, but he's really, to me, the only person that deserves one from this game. Because Warren was good, but he wasn't good enough for a game ball, I would say.
Who'd you give it to?
Jonathan Taylor.
I don't know, man. I gave mine to Warren. I mostly gave it to Warren, though, because it's kind of like a, hey, I'm giving you love for the season that you're having. Whereas Jonathan Taylor's been like a dude all year long. So is Warren, though. Warren's a freak, man. As a Bears fan, how do you feel about that?
Not good.
You wish you'd had Warren instead of Loveland?
Yeah, Ryan Pulse sucks.
It's so weird, though, because everybody thought Warren was better than Loveland, except for the Bears.
I think Ryan Pulse thinks he's the smartest person in the NFL.
Oh, you outthought it? Outsmarted himself? Yeah. Is Loveland like a better blocker? And they want to run the ball? Like, is that the theory here?
I think Loveland is a better athlete. Mm. Than Tyler Warren? Because Tyler doesn't exactly look like a freak when he has the ball in his hands.
He's just mean and nasty.
Yeah.
And hard to bring down.
It's kind of slow and prodding.
Kind of like Scatabo-ish.
Yeah, but it works so well. So I think he went combine.
Yeah.
And he looked at the numbers.
Warren's a freak.
Yeah, it's a huge miss.
Rico Dowdle, 239 total yards and a score. Did it against his former team. Kind of called his shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you guys got to be looking out for me because I'm going to have a good game. And what did he do? He went out and had a good game. Rico Dowdle, game ball.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey here. 7 catches, 100 yards, 1 touchdown. I know Justin Herbert made the breakaway on the big play of that game, but McConkey was kind of an MIA most of the season.
Yeah, he went from bad McConkey to Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, was very, very good in this one.
Good call. I like that one. Drake May. You know Drake May was the leading rusher for the Patriots in this game this past week?
Why do they not like Trayvon Henderson?
I don't know.
They don't like him.
They like running backs who average 2.3 yards a carry and fumble every other time. But Drake May, leading rusher, he threw for 261 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he's throwing teeds to Pop and Booty.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May's a stud. Drake May. Hand it to him.
He's very good. Very, very, very good. Another one that Ryan Pulse might have overthought. Even though I'm a big Caleb guy. But he apparently... Yeah,
that was an easy one, actually.
But he like...
I mean, overthinking would have been not to take Caleb Williams.
But he laughed at the idea of Drake May, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He looks... He's still not... He's not the old Aaron Rodgers. But he's showing... He still has these flashes where weird arm angle, big-time throws. I mean, DK Metcalf was very good in his limited catches in this game. But Aaron Rodgers, game ball, for sure.
It's so weird. I actually love it. I love that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers are doing well. Because it's great theater. It's great entertainment. Plus, you're sticking it to the Jets. Mm-hmm. Jets. 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 It's It's great theater, what Aaron Rodgers is doing.
The fact that Aaron Glenn flew him, made him fly across the country.
Karma.
To tell him.
A Hall of Famer. An all-time great.
Because it's no matter what you're doing, that's an incredibly insulting thing.
No, we're going to give Justin Fields $20
million. Yeah.
You go to the Steel City, and then now the Steelers are the best team in the AFC North currently.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, 289 total yards, 4 TDs. The demise, Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, greatly exaggerated.
Big time.
He's good. He's so good.
Yeah, he's the betting favorite now for the MVP.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's still plus money right now, too, which kind of feels like...
I don't know.
If this continues, like, how much longer will he be plus money for?
He's so good.
He's plus 185. Josh Allen's next at plus 300.
And what's Baker at?
Plus 350.
I feel like I would play a little bit of Baker, a little bit of Daniel Jones.
Yeah. The other one I'm really looking at, too, is... I still be looking at Stafford a little bit, plus 1,600 right now.
Oh, that's not bad.
Like, the way he's playing right now. Even though he wasn't great this weekend, he's not going to have a game ball. I don't know if I have a game ball for that one.
I do. You want me to skip the line here? I actually went Byron Young, who had a pair of sacks in that game. It was 17-3. You got to give a 17-3 game ball to a defensive player. And I went with Byron Young, not for one sack, but two sacks. Byron Young, game ball.
JSN.
Good call.
He's incredible. That is such a smart front office move to move on from DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
And then just now part of me is like, what would the Sam Darnold offense look like with DK Metcalf? Because JSN's really the only guy he's throwing to. AJ Barner was the next leading reception in both receptions and in yards. He only had one other player with three. Like, the target share is crazy. It's 13 targets for JSN. And the next two guys on this list are 3 targets for A.J. Barner and 3 targets for Cooper Kupp. Sam Darnold is locked in on JSN at all times, as he should be. 8 catches, 162 yards, 20.3 yards per catch.
Who would you say is their second best offensive player? Like, eliminating the quarterback. Like, who's the second best weapon for Sam Darnold?
I don't know. Because I want to say Kenneth Walker. But they hate Kenneth Walker.
Is it A.J. Barner?
It might be.
Is it Torrey Holton or Troy? I always forget. Is it Tony?
Torrey.
The Horton guy. Guy's not bad.
It's probably Barner or Kupp.
It's probably Kupp.
Yeah, but like, he's not really actively involved.
No, he's really not. That Horton guy has a few touchdowns on the year already too.
Yeah.
The rookie. He was a pretty good draft pick.
Because I think it should be Kenneth Walker, but
it should be.
But they give more carries to Charbonnet on a weekly basis at this point. I don't understand it.
Well, he's better at selling the play action.
Is that what it all
No,
is?
I just made that up.
Oh, okay. I was like, maybe you know something I don't know.
Baker Mayfield, 270, yep. 2 touchdowns. Yep. Tampa Bay game ball there.
I'm going to go here.
Let's do it.
Let's give it to the new guy, Jake Moody. Give it to the kicker.
He had a kick blocked.
He kicked 4 field goals, game winner.
You sold Swift under the water there. Should have been Swift, 175 and touchdown. Josh Jacobs, 150. 2 scores, and then Max Crosby, he got a pair of sacks. Another game that it needed to go to a defensive guy. Raiders over the Titans, 20-10. Needed to go to a defensive guy. Max with 2 X's, you get the game ball.
I think he's the best defensive player in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Watching him the last couple weeks, he's just, it's so like J.J. Watt, the way he impacts the game. I mean, he's batting down balls at the line of scrimmage every week. He's just always in the right position. He's getting after the quarterback. Max Crosby is incredible. I don't know why he wanted to stay with the Raiders so bad. But I don't feel bad for those guys. Like, I saw a bunch of people with sympathy towards Garrett Wilson after this weekend. Like, oh, I feel bad for Garrett Wilson. He signed a contract. You knew what the Jets were.
That's true.
Like, you could have just waited out the tag and left eventually, demanded a trade, held out, hired David Mulugeta. You would have been out of town, no problem. But I don't feel bad for those guys. But Crosby, he's incredible.
Yeah, he's really good. I like the rivalry that he has with Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun to me. Yeah. I just hate that he's on a bad team. Like, would you go Crosby over Myles Garrett, though?
I think Crosby impacts the game a little bit more, honestly. I think with what he does at the line of scrimmage, with batting down passes, I think they're 1A, 1B right now for me.
How far down the list before you get a Texan?
So who else is up there? I mean, Micah Parsons isn't having a great year so far in Green Bay.
Yeah.
But he's still up there in that conversation. TJ Watt's still up there. I don't think Will Anderson and Stingley are that far away.
I think you can make a case. I think I would go Anderson over Stingley.
Yeah.
Just because, like, and it's not because I think that Anderson's a, like, far better football player than Stingley. It's just usually you get the accolade if you're getting sacks.
Yeah.
Like, sacks are kind of like the touchdown stat a little bit for defensive players.
I do think the thing with Anderson that I think that for him to, like, really elevate himself into the top conversation, he's got to start forcing some turnovers.
Oh, that's a good call.
He doesn't really do that. Like, he gets the sack, yes, but, like, where's the strip sack? When that doesn't happen very often for him. So he's close. He's definitely in.
Oh, you know who we might be sleeping on? Nick Bonitto.
Yeah, isn't he making like $17 million a year or something like that? Like, it's like a cheap contract.
Pretty good value. Bonitto, I just pulled up the favorites for Defensive Player of the Year. It's kind of weird that Crosby's not that high on this list.
He's awesome.
Yeah, Crosby's plus 3,000.
He's dominating every single week right now. How is Micah Parsons the betting favorite?
Yeah, I think it's probably just action. Like, a lot of times, yeah. I mean, a lot of times Vegas is just, you know, reacting based on the action they're getting. Parsons plus 325, Aiden Hutchinson plus 325, Nick Bonitto plus 325. Those are the three betting favorites.
That makes sense for two of the three.
And then Myles Garrett is fourth at plus 550. Yeah, I wish you could short bets, because I would short Parsons at plus 325. How far do you have to get before you get Will Anderson?
He's sixth.
Okay.
I got him here on this one at plus 1,600 behind TJ Watt.
That's fine. That's a fair spot for him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he's six behind those three, Myles Garrett for TJ Watt, five, plus 1,400, and then Anderson at plus 1,600. I think that's fair.
You know who's 12th?
Who?
Daniel Hunter.
Really?
Yeah.
So here's my take on Defensive Player of the Year. I think Defensive Player of the Year is kind of getting pretty similar to MVP. MVP is a quarterback award. I think Defensive Player of the Year is turning into an edge award.
Yeah, but
you have to get to the quarterback. I wonder when the last time that a player's won Defensive Player of the Year won an edge.
Last year.
Who?
Didn't Sertan win it last year?
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 1 year. what a take.
Okay, to your point, I think if you look at a larger sample size, I think it's mostly.
You just made the list.
Four of the last five have been defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Sertan broke the mold last year, but prior to that, you went Garrett, Bosa, Watt, and Aaron Donald. Then Gilmore won it in 19, the previous corner. And then you go Aaron Donald for the second time, Aaron Donald for the first time, Khalil Mack, J.J. Watt's third, J.J. Watt's second, Luke Kuechly, linebacker. He wasn't really a guy who got to the quarterback much.
He was awesome.
J.J. Watt in 12, Terrell Suggs in 2011. So, I mean, there's only been two corners in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go back to 2010, that's the last time we saw a safety win it.
So I think that my take is sound.
No, your take is good.
It's just the help that Sertan won it literally last year.
Yeah, your take is good. I'm good with your take.
That's crazy. Sertan won it last year. Did he have a bunch of interceptions last season?
I don't think so, but he had four interceptions.
That's not a ton.
No. Trey Hendrickson finished second with 17 and a half sacks.
Wow.
And then Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, Zach Bond. The top five.
That's mostly an edge rusher award now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Stingley has no chance. Is Stingley even on your odd board? He's on mine.
He's going to be low on it.
Plus 10,000.
That's so low.
And, like, I don't know that he's, like, if you just went quality of football player, I think Stingley's right there with Will Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, Stingley last year finished 19th in the NFL.
That might be career high.
Anderson finished 14th last year.
You know what also hurts corners? It's like, if you're a really good corner, you're not going to get the ball thrown your way. It's like, it's going to be hard for you to rack up even four interceptions.
But that's what, like, Sertan, it's like he had 34 tackles last year and four interceptions.
Yeah, corner's not a stat.
So, like, you're doing that because you're almost like you're shutting off half the field. I mean, how many times was Darrell Revis on this list you were looking at? Probably not much.
Yeah.
And Hutch, he deserved to be.
Hutch from Detroit. The refs in the KC game get a game ball. I'm starting to get over this whole KC gets all this advantageous calls. you're looking for a theory here. I'm not a big fan of that. Aaron Rodgers loves DK and vice versa, looking great. Chiefs O-line gets the game ball for not getting penalized for holding. Yeah, it's a disciplined offensive line. Disciplined offensive line. Where are you at on the whole? Oh, Kansas City gets all the calls.
I think it's overblown. I think we always view it that way. Right? We say the Warriors get the call, the Patriots get the call, the Chiefs get the call, the Dodgers get the calls. Like, it's always the team. People say that about the Astros. Mm. Like the best teams always get the calls.
4447, great work, guys. Keep it up. Another junk in the text line. Nobody says Teeds, man. I'm making fetch happen. Teeds is a thing. Rico Dowdle, game ball from this junkie. Eric the Buyer, I woke up early to watch the Broncos and was so disappointed that I started making bread at halftime. I hope it was sourdough, though. It's good for the gut. the sourdough. Bijan game ball from this junkie, Rico Dowdle, and then JSN for sure. It's going to be fun Monday. JSN, a little stingly.
You got to follow him the whole game.
Toe, huh?
Whole game. Follow him.
Yeah, I would agree. Junkie says Kendrick Bourne. Hey, he's a loser. Kendrick Bourne lost the football game. Yeah. We don't give game balls to losers.
This isn't fantasy football game balls.
Yeah, 1984. Branham, you're my favorite radio host. Appreciate you. Chiefs had zero penalties. Come on, man. Yeah, they're a disciplined football team. Andy Reid preaches discipline. He teaches discipline. If they get a penalty, they're running laps the next day. That's why they don't get penalized. Oh, Zebras, they're protecting the Chiefs. No, Kansas City is a disciplined outfit. And Andy Reid demands it. 713-780-3776. Is the SEC bias real, Joe? Let's discuss next. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN, 97.5 and ESPN, 92.5.
ESPN, 97.5.